track 7, and we continue with the news stories. This is a court report. A suicidal woman from Newton Abbott threatened to stab an ambulance paramedic who went to her home after she called 999 to say she'd taken an overdose. Millie Carr threw her phone at the ambulance man, who had climbed in a window to administer first aid after seeing her apparently unresponsive on a sofa. The paramedic fled after Carr said she would stab him and a colleague. Police were called and broke into the building, where they found Carr on a sofa holding a knife, which she dropped only when targeted with a taser. She responded badly to the ambulance crew and the officers because they were all male, and she feels threatened and uncomfortable dealing with anyone who's not female. She has a history of mental health problems. Carr, aged 22, formerly of Newton Abbott and now living in Torquay, admitted 2 assaults on emergency workers, threatening behaviour and breach of a community order imposed last May for previous attacks on police. She was jailed for 3 months, suspended for 1 year by Judge David Evans at Exeter Crown Court.
Family firm takes over seafront venue. A major Tynmouth landmark venue is being taken over by a local award-winning cafe operator and environmental champions, the Venus Company. It has acquired the lease of the Captain's Table at the Den on Tynmouth seafront. The opening will end a 10-year pursuit of the site by the family business, which long ago identified it as being a prime location for one of its thriving cafes. Venus, which runs cafes at Big Bree on Sea and Broadsands in Paignton, aims to be the greenest cafe operator, maximising the use of locally sourced ingredients in its dishes, having no single-use plastics and using home compostable plates and cups. Director Michael Smith said, "We are delighted to be able to open another Venus Cafe and to do so in such a great location within Teignbridge. Our goal is to provide a range of good quality, good value produce and to provide customers with a friendly environment where they can relax and enjoy the wonderful coastal views." Director of Captain's Table, Peter Royal, wished Venus well. "We are pleased to have selected a local company to pass the baton on for operating this superb site. Changes in family circumstances mean that it is no longer practical for us to continue as the operator, but we are confident that Venus will deliver an outstanding service." Teignbridge Executive Member for Estates and Assets, Councillor David Palethorpe, welcomed Venus to Tynmouth and wished the new venture every success. "A thriving cafe such as Venus is good news for Tynmouth's economy, providing local jobs, buying local produce and supporting, by its actions, the Council's environmental net zero ambitions."
Persistence absence rate doubles. The rate of students in Devon persistently absent from school has doubled since the pandemic hit, new figures show. School Leaders Union NAHT says significant bolstering of funds to support students is needed if the government is serious about getting more pupils back into the classroom. As part of our ongoing series looking at the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on society over the past 4 years, analysis figures from the Department for Education shows 18,929 students in state-funded schools across Devon missed a tenth or more of sessions. The school day is split into a morning and afternoon session, with every child expected to attend all sessions. Paul Whiteman, General Secretary of NAHT, said school leaders and teachers are doing all they can to reverse the increase in pupils who are persistently absent post-pandemic, and we are pleased to see the number of children coming back into school is moving in the right direction. However, absence rates are still significantly higher than before COVID, and much more needs to be done to bring them down. The DfE recently announced a series of measures as part of its drive to boost attendance after the pandemic. including increasing fines for parents taking children out of school without permission. School absence fines for unauthorised absences currently start at £60, rising to £120 if they are not paid within 21 days. From this autumn, they will instead start at £80, rising to £160.
Dawlish United Football Club welcomes international players. Footballers in Dawlish have welcomed three new additions to their team. Three international mental health nurses from Nigeria who are working with patients at Langdon Hospital in Dawlish have been put through their paces on the pitch by the team at Dawlish United Football Club. The names of the individuals are as follows, and please forgive my pronunciation: Bethel Amajoy, Caleb Ikanyanwu, and Ben Popula are big football fans who've wanted to play since they arrived in Devon. Within their first week at Dawlish, they went to see Exeter City play, as well as watching Nigeria at a local sports bar. Bethel said, "I saw a post on our staff intranet saying Dawlish FC were needing more players. We got in touch and have been welcomed with open arms. Our teammates and management at Dawlish United have been so nice and welcoming to us. We travel with the team to play around Devon and it's been a nice experience and we're blending into the community." Formed in 1987, Dawlish United prides itself as being part of the community and has 15 teams from juniors to adults.
Work to start on park access new route. Work will begin on Tuesday the 2nd of April to provide phase one of a new route connecting Newton Abbot and Ogwell. This adds to the growing network of safe and sustainable travel routes across the area. Once phase two is delivered, subject to funding, this will create a safe and convenient walking, cycling and wheeling route through Baker's Park, Beverly Way and Bunting Close into Ogwell, increasing opportunities for families to be active, enjoy nature and reduce their car journeys to school, work or town. The project also includes road improvements at Steps Meadow, which will benefit all road users. These works will mean the temporary closure of Baker's Park car park and Steps Meadow for 4 to 6 weeks, depending on weather. "We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause," a spokesman for Teignbridge District Council said.